Now, these young blokes, and not only these young blokes, there's about 15 young growers in WA, under 40, who have young families and have loans based on the principle that the system was going to go. Some of these young blokes have spent $500 to $1 million in the last 6 to 8 years and were getting very concerned. Now, one young bloke thought that things wouldn't change. Well, I can tell you that when the free market, things will be differently. There'll be dog-eat-dog, particularly for the next 3 years. Others just didn't know. And my young blokes were starting to talk about getting an outside job. Well, I said, let's get things clear before we go and do all these things. So that's why I took them four young blokes to the minister, and I put the case to the minister.
And what exactly did you ask him when you were there?
Well, I said to him, what are you going to do for these young blokes? And so he did tell us that the industry will be deregulated in 2017. So we accept that. I think every grower will probably accept that that's what's going to happen. But so we asked him to assure us that he will run the system until 2017.
Have you had a concern that the government might move to remove the regulatory system as it stands now earlier than that?
Well, things could look like things were happening that way, yes. It's hard to tell, but it looked like things were happening that way.
And you went along to the minister's office, as you said, with your sons and some young farmers as well. And, you know, who were you representing? Were you there on behalf of yourselves? Were you representing other growers?
Well, I was representing all young growers, as far as I was concerned, as a senior grower, all young growers in the state. From that meeting, the minister has said that he will not be deregulating 2017. This will give us time to regroup. Now, there are people in the industry leading in the industry that probably there on an everyday care is okay, but we may have to change some of these positions, people in these positions, to put people in positions to go and negotiate a package forward out of the industry. And figure out exactly where everybody is going to how it's going to work out.
And we've heard from the Potato Growers Association, as it stands, that they have not met with the minister or anybody else in government. Why did you choose to go there of your own accord?
Well, that is one of the problems. That is one of the problems, and I won't say any more than that.
Do you feel like they were too slow to act in going to meet with the government?
I think so.
Do you feel like the Growers Association itself has been representative?
I don't want to make any more comment than say that you know, I don't think they've been right up to scratch and I'll leave it at that.
And so going forward to 2017, did the minister make any indication as to the operation of the Potato Marketing Corporation? Will we see a new board?
Well, he's put a new board in place, and the directive is that it's as business as usual. And I'm hoping that growers will respect the industry, will respect that the legislation's in place. There's been a lot of growers over the years who have done the right thing. And has built this industry in the way that it is. It's not a bad industry. The regulatory system could have always stayed. It's become a little bit unfashionable. There's a few growers who want to have. It's not for me to say what they want. But anyhow, and it looks like it. Yeah, is going to come to an end.
And one of the other, pushes has been from several potato growers. I believe the association has discussed this issue, has been the potential for compensation for growers to move out of the regulatory system. What do you think of that suggestion?
Well, I wouldn't call it compensation. There is a need for young growers to be able to figure out what they're going to do, how it's going to work out. There will be an easing out package. That's what I would call it, a restructuring package. There will be some, I imagine. What form it'll come, this is to be negotiated, I imagine. But look, the first thing we need to do is tidy up the system, get that working properly again. We know we've got 2 more years. Growers can go back and say, OK, I can still plant, I can still order seed, I can still service them loans to the degree. I can tell the bank manager that, yeah, you know, we've still got a couple of years. And then as we're going through that period, I'm hoping that we can figure out a package and a way of you know, a transitional, do it properly, coordinate it, and so that, you know, everybody knows where they're going.
And did the minister seem receptive to that idea of a
package? The minister was very receptive, and I have to thank him very much for his time, and I thank him very much for what he has promised us, that he has going to give us until 2017, and that he happy to listen to us, listen to a group of people who are prepared to put something forward to him to work our way through the deregulation.